Maybe I can ask everyone to move forward a little. This way I won't have to speak so loudly, and hopefully the multitudes that come late will be able to sit in the back. See, no one wants to sit too close to the Rebbe.
Okay,
today we're going to talk about Tkiyas Shofar. And we're going to begin with the sugya in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that explains to us why the tkiyas are divided, what we call tkiyas the meyushev and tkiyas the me'umen. We blow before Shemoneh Esrei, and we blow during Shemoneh Esrei, whether we blow by the tefillah v'lachash or b'chazaras hashatz, depends on the minhag which the shul follows. And the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah daf Tes Zayin asks a shaila. Lomad Paikim Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara doesn't understand. It's a mitzvah essay to blow. So the Gemara in its final question says, Lomad Paikim Mariam Kishen Yoshvim, Lomad Paikim Mariam Kishen Yoshvim. Why do we blow the shofar when we are sitting? And that's the reference to the tkiyas before Shmon Esrei. And why do we blow when we daven Shmon Esrei? Whenever we blow during Shmon Esrei. Just have one blowing. What do you need two blowings for? On that, the Gemara gives the Teretz, Kedei La'arvev HaSotin, to confuse the Sotin. How do we confuse the Sotin? Rashi says that we demonstrate our chavivus for mitzvahs, and therefore the Sotin doesn't have a peh when he sees Klal Yisrael shows such an extraordinary chavivus towards mitzvahs. Pisces learns that it says, Bila HaMovis L'Netzach. When will that happen? When you talk up a shofar gadol, and when the Sotan hears the first blast before Shmoneh Esrei, he says, "Nu, maybe that time has come." When he hears the second one, he's fairly confident the time has come, which means Yemayis HaMashiach, and therefore he doesn't use his prosecution before the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Ron learns, Bilam, he learns the Sotan is the Eitzahara. It says it's possible you talk of a shofar va'amlo yechridu. Can you blow a shofar and the nation won't shake? Meaning to say it fights the Yetzihara. That's Kedei La'arvev HaSotin. But whatever the pshat is, the reason why we have tkiyas duplicated is La'arvev HaSotin. Now the Ran says, Oifenort, right over here, he says, you can't learn that the Gemara only wanted the tkiyas before Shmoneh Esrei. If that would be the case, where's tkiyas al habrachas? We know you have to blow during Shmoneh Esrei. So our kocha, we have to learn pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara's question was, let's only have tkiyas by chazaras hashatz or by the shtilah Shmoneh Esrei. Why the tkiyas before? Let's have tkiyas only the second tkiyas. On that, the Gemara says the reason why we have two sets of tkiyas is kedei la'arvin es ha-sotin, in order to confuse the sotin. But the question is now, which are the tkiyas that were yaitz the mitzvah deraisa? Which are the tkiyas that are the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar? Are the first the tkiyas or the second the tkiyas? Now the Rai says fairly clearly that really the mitzvah is the tkiyas al habrachas. And the first tkiyas is la'arvev es ha-sotin. So really, according to the Ran sheet, and there's a Taisim Psachim that says explicitly that way, because Taisim struggles, how do you make a bracha l'shmaya kol shofar if you're not yais to the mitzvah till Shmoneh Esrei? It would seem that the bracha should be not before, but the bracha should be later when you're blowing it during Shmoneh Esrei. But Taisim seems to follow the Ran. There's one sheet that the tkiyas the araisa, the tkiyas of the mitzvah shofar is during Shmoneh Esrei. The first ones are la'arvev es ha-sotin. The first ones are la'arvev es ha-sotin. Why don't we do it the opposite? Maybe we should blow after Shmoneh Esrei. The Ran says that la'arvev es ha-sotin you have to do first, because if you're going to leave it after the ikar tkiyas, what is going to happen, people will neglect it. Because it's tkiyas that really are not so crucial. So according to the Shittas Ran and Shittas Taisvis, the tkiyas which we blow before Shmoneh Esrei are tkiyas la'arvev es ha-sotin. The second tkiyas are tkiyas d'oraisa, and those tkiyas d'oraisa are blown al habrachas mid-rabbonin. Brachas is d'rabbonin pashtas. The Gemara says explicitly that the takon of brachas is only drabonon tkiyas al habrachas. But the tkiyas al habrachas are drabonon, but the tkiyas which we blow Shemin Esrei, that's when we're makayim of the raisa, and the tkiyas which we blow before Shemin Esrei are tkiyas drabonon. Some of the mechaber make a comparison to kiddush al hakayis. When you say kiddush, you surely don't need a kais of the raisa according to Ruba the Ruba Rishayim. But yet, the Chassam Sofer says you shouldn't be yoytze kiddush during Shemin Esrei. Because even though we say enough during Shemin Esrei of Meir Shabbos to be yoytze the mitzvah of kiddush, but lechatchila, let's be yoytze the kiddush the rice ala kais the way the Rabbanan wanted to do. I saw some Chavrim say, avada, you could be yoytze the raisa before the brachas. However, Chazal wanted us to be yoytze the raisa in a context where it's a hiddur with Rabbanan. Let's have the tkiyas the raisa on the brachas to be yoytze the mitzvah of tkiyas shayfer the raisa the way the Rabbanan wanted us to be yoytze. This is the Shitas Haran, this is the Shitas HaTaisis. Other Rishayim say differently. Other Rishayim say that the Ikar Tkiyas are which we blow Miyushiv, like I think most of the Yoylam understands. Then we're Yoytze in the midst of the Raisa. Later on, when we blow Tkiyas Al HaBrachas, it's totally Drabonim. So what did the Gemara mean Kedei La'arav Zasodin? Because you can really merge them together also. Why not have tkiyas al habrachas and be yaisa the raisa? No, we separate them. We separate them because we want to be marv zasad. But the separation is in such a manner that the brachas, the tkiyas al habrachas are the rabbanim, and the tkiyas prior to Shemin Esrei is the raisa. Pashtus, you look at Shulchan Aruch, there is really not such a clear hachra. It's not a discussion so much, but a person usually thinks the first tkiyas are the ones which we blow before Shemin Esrei. Person could have kavanah to be yaisa the tkiyas, whichever the tkiyas are supposed to be the raisa. But this is a machlekes rishayim. Tkiyas lefnei Shemin Esrei is la'arav zasadin, or those tkiyas are the raisa. The tkiyas during Shemin Esrei, is that a tkiyah de raisa ala brachas, or is that only a tkiyah de rabbanan ala brachas? This is the machlekes rishayim. Now, there's a fundamental question here in the terminology of the Gemara. The Gemara says the tkiyas before Shemin Esrei are called tkiyas de miyushev. The tkiyas during Shemin Esrei are called tkiyas de mumen. Why? Why? Sure, if you blow during the shtil of Shemin Esrei, like Svar does, like Rishayim, it's not a machlokes like Svar and Ashkenaz, a machlokes in the Rishayim. But if you blow during the shtil of Shemin Esrei, you know, they're called tkiyas de mumen, everyone's standing. But if you blow during Chazaras HaShatz, why are they called Tkiyas the Mumin? Why are the Tkiyas before called Tkiyas the Miyushev? During Shemin Esrei, many of us sit during Chazaras HaShatz. And if you sit during Chazaras HaShatz, why are they called Tkiyas the Mumin? They're also Tkiyas the Miyushev. If you stand during Chazaras HaShatz, you have a good reason to call them Tkiyas the Mumin. But if you don't stand during Chazaras HaShatz, why are they called Tkiyas the Mumin? Let them be called Tkiyas the Miyushev. What? But you're doing the Amidah, I'm not. Now, if you think the Shaila is not such a good one, you're welcome to your opinion. But it's the Baal Amar's Kasha. Baal Amar's the Kasha. And you know what the Baal Amar says? An amazing pshat. The Baal Amar says, because of this Kasha and others, that they didn't blow before Shemin Esrei. There was no blowing of the Shaifa before Shemin Esrei. They blew only Al HaBrachis, and that's called Tekiyas the Miyushev, because the Olam sat during Chazaras HaShatz. What are the Tkiyas the Mumin? Those are the Tkiyas that are after Shemin Esrei. Now the Tkiyas after Shemin Esrei, why are they Mumin? What do you have to stand for, Aleinu, for Ankel Okeinu? No. He says, because everyone is standing ready to leave Shul. It's been a long davening. They're ready to leave. There it's called Tkiyas the Mumin. Hey, Minorim Lotseis. So according to the Baal Amar, those 30 which we blow after Shemin Esrei, I don't know if anyone pays attention, that may be Tkiyas La'arav is asadim, but you're chayiv al pidin to do that. Chayotim says you shouldn't talk till after all the kailas. It's not so understood why not. I'm not advocating talking. I never mentioned in my shul that the chayotim's a little difficult. People will stop talking. The worst avery they'll have is they'll talk less, which is fine on Rosh Hashanah. But the Baal Amar held that tkiyas ended after Shemin Esrei. That's called tkiyas the moment. The one which we have during Shemin Esrei is Tkiyas de Miyushev, because we sat by Chazaras HaShatz. Chavetz Chaim.
What's the difficulty with Chaim?
What?
What's the difficulty?
why can't you talk? There's no halacha that you have to blow more than 60 kailas. The other ones is a minig ba'alma. I mean, there's no bracha on that minig. I don't see. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from Kadmainim, it comes from a Rosh of a Sechta Pesachim, a reason why you have to stand. It says, Yoyim Shua Yilochem. By Yoyimer it says, Usvartim Lochem. And then it says, By Yoyimer, Chermish Bakoma, that you'll cut it off when the wheat is growing straight. Al Tikra Bakoma, Elo Bakoima. Don't say it's referring to wheat that is growing, but it means Bakoima, it's Rosh. So therefore, that's the reason why we need Tkiyas Shofar at the moment. A very interesting drasha. It says by Svira Loshen Komo, it says Kaima. It says Svartim Lochem, Loshen Lochem, by Svira Seimer. And then we learn out Yom Chua Yi Lochem, which it says by Shofar, to teach us that you have to stand by Tkiyas Shofar. And the Rosh in Seif Sochem brings this down. And the Torah mentions it, if I'm not mistaken, the Torah, maybe the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Hei. And the Achrayim say they don't know where the drush is from. Where does it come from, such a drush? It's not a drush that the Rishonim will create on their own. But Al Kaponim, this is what the Chofetz Chaim says. And then the question arises that the tzibur that listens to the Tkiyas, it's called Tkiyas de Miyushev. Medina de Gemara, the Tkiyas before Shemon Esrei are called Tkiyas de Miyushev. So why don't they stand? I mean, we stand, the minhag is to stand, but if it's called Tkiyas de Miyushev, you could sit. He says, lo yitricha mishum kavod atzibur. Very difficult reason. And also, they're going to hear Tkiyas, I'll say there are brachas. So what's the point of standing? I mean, both the timing are difficult timing. Number one, we're not matriach the tzibur to stand. If Alpi did, they have to stand. Let them stand. And secondly, we're going to hear a Malchi as the Chredis with Shifras. We're going to hear later blowing and they'll stand later. So those become Tkiyas the moment because they decided not to stand before and to stand later. Even though according to many Rishayim, and maybe most Rishayim, you were Yaisa in the midst of the rice already. The ones Al Habrachas are only Kedei La'arv as Asatin, not like Taisus, not like the Ron. Many Rishonim hold that the mitzvahs that the tkiyas later are only Larav Zasad. The tkiyas before Shemon Esrei are the main tkiyas. So it comes out you sat by the main tkiyas and you stood by the tkiyas that are only Larav Zasad. It's a difficult understanding, at least according to many Rishonim. Now, before I give you a suggestion, a different suggestion to understand the Lashon of Miyushev and Mu'umid, I just want to mention another Shitas Rishayim, a very interesting Shitas Rishayim. In the time of the Rishayim, it's clear they had a very unusual minig. By Shmon Esrei, by Malchias, they blew Tashrat. By Zichrinus, they blew Tashat. And by Shaifers, they blew Tarat. Tkiyah Shvarim, Truah Tkiyah by Malchias, Tkiyah Shvarim, Tkiyah by Zichrinus, and Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah by Shaifers. And all the Rishayim struggle. What's happening here? What's happening here? First of all, why do we blow Tashrat three times, Tashat three times, and Tarat three times? Because we want to cover all the bases. We don't know whether a true is a Shvarim Trua, whether a true is a Shvarim, or whether a true is a Trua. So therefore, we have to cover all the bases, and since we need a set of three, Tkiyah, Trua, Tkiyah, and we don't know the definition of a Trua, so obviously we have to blow 30 Kailas, Tashrat, is each one is counted, Shvarim Tru is counted as two. We have to repeat it three times, and three times, and then three times you get 30. By Shemon Esrei, we do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. What happened to the Sveikis? Why are we so frugal when it comes to Rosh Hashanah to be Mekayim and the Mitzvah? Secondly, Rabbeinu Tam is bothered, you know, at least be consistent. You don't want to touch all the bases to be Yates all the Mitzvahs. Let's go Tashrat, Tashrat, and Tashrat. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's such a good Shaila, he decided to change it in his shul. They blow Tashrat, Tashrat, and Tashrat. Tashrat for Malchias, Tashrat for Zichrinus, and Tashrat for Shaifus. He says, I'd like to blow Tashrat, Tashrat, and Tarat. He said, I can't change the minig so much. He had the viewpoint, you can change the minig, but you can't tinker with the minig so much, so he left it that way. And all the Rishonim bring down this minig, and they struggle. What's the basis of this minig? This minig doesn't make sense. Today, we have Al Pi Ashla Kodesh. I don't know a community that I'm aware of that doesn't blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat for Malchias and so forth by Zichrinus and Shaifers. But the Ramban, and more explained to us, say a very interesting shot. They say, Avad de Iker Tkiyas Ar Yushev. the ones that you blow b'shas yeshiva before you daven Shemoneh Esrei, those tkiyas to miyushim. Those are tkiyas to miyushim. Those are the ikur tkiyas. Why do we blow by Shemoneh Esrei? Says the Ritva and the Ramban, we're not attempting to be mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyas shayfer. By tainus, we also blow a shayfer. You think you're mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyas shayfer by tainus? It's no mitzvah of tkiyas shayfer by tainus. There happens to be a concept that when you daven be'esara, you blow a shayfer, all elikim b'sruah, sort of aids the davening. It represents a cry, however we understand it. As he puts it, it's not a chayv shayfer, it comes sarach tefillah. He says, really, you could really blow after machias, just maybe a truah. And after zechrinus, maybe a truah. And after shayfers, maybe a truah, maybe a tkiah, just one coil. But he says, but on this day we don't divide a tekiah from a true and a true from a tekiah, so therefore we have to blow three. But it doesn't make a difference what you blow, if you blow tashra, tashad, and tara. So the Ritva and the Ramban are telling us that the yisayid of tekiahs ala brachis is not the mitzvah of shofar d'oraisa, like the Ran and like Taisa says. Not only that, it's not even a mitzvah of shofar d'rabbanan. Normally, we'd learn the Raisi or Yaisa. That is a mitzvah to have a tkiya shayfer on tefillah. No, it's not having a tkiya shayfer on tefillah. It's having a tefillah being abetted, being helped with a tkiya shayfer. The tkiya shayfer comes sarach tefillah. That's lashon Ritva. It's not chayvus shayfer, but it's sarach tefillah. Surely, according to him, it's also very puzzling. Why do we call that tkiyas the moment? You yaitza the mitzvah of shayfer. The Iker Mitzvah of Shaifer, the Yaitza before, and if there's a Drasha, Al Tikri Koma Ela Kaima, that you have to Makayim the Mitzvah of Tkiya Shaifer standing up. So, you're not Makayim the Mitzvah of Tkiya Shaifer standing up. Ah, you're blowing by Shemoneh Esrei and you're standing, and for some reason, that's enough to fulfill the requirement of standing up, and it's not even Tkiya Shaifer. It happens to be Tzarech Tefillah. It happens to be not the Mitzvah of Shaifer, not the Reis, and not the Rabbanan. It happens to be Tzarech Tefillah. So, what? I would imagine, because maybe Ritva would say, let's all clump it together and take the tkiyas before davening and put them during davening. Machoser kan. This way I'll have the mitzvah shayfer and I'll have the chayvus tefillah together. I could do it with one blowing during Shemoneh Esrei. Let me blow and let me have the mitzvah, the rites of tkiyas shayfer, and at the same time it's going to be tarek tefillah. We divide it, la'ariv v'sasun. But now we divide it. We have to define what's the division. The division is the raisa before and only chayvus tefillah afterwards. Now I want to suggest a pshat. The reason why we call him tkiyas de mu'omid and not tkiyas de miyushit. What's the difference before Shemoneh Esrei and what's the difference during Shemoneh Esrei? Now the Baal Amor told us really that the reason why we call him tkiyas the mu'umid is because he hinted. If you stand by Shemoneh Esrei, he said there's no problem. That's why he called him tkiyas the mu'umid. But we don't stand by Shemoneh Esrei. We sit by Chazar Sashatz, and then we have no reason why we should call him tkiyas the mu'umid. But the ones who stand by Shemoneh Esrei, by Chazar Sashatz, I'm talking about Chazar Sashatz, minigashmas, the Rishayim that you blow during Chazar Sashatz, then it's very understood why we call him tkiyas the mu'umid. Because we stand. Up he did, you have to stand. But the Baal Amor said, I'm sorry, we sit by Chazar Sashatz. We sit by Chazar Sashatz, therefore we don't know why we call them tkiyas the moment. They should be tkiyas of Yushev, just like the tkiyas we have before Shemoneh Esrei. So I want to tell you a chiddush. The Gemara at the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah explains to us what the role of Chazar Sashatz is. Rav Gamliel holds Chazar Sashatz is to be Maitzi the Tzibur B'Tfilah. They go over the Shemoneh Esrei, you're Maitzi the Tzibur B'Tfilah. There's no reason for Yechidim to daven. Just like I make Kiddush, you listen to me, I daven, you listen to me. So they ask a good kasha to Rav Gamliel. So why do we have Shil Shemoneh Esrei, right? If you have a Chazar Sashatz, why do you have Shil Shemoneh Esrei? So what did Rav Gamliel say? Kidei L'Savik Tfilasa. In order that the person who comes up and is going to have Chazar Sashatz, it wouldn't be called Chazar Sashatz because there's no reason for a Shtil Shemoneh Esrei, but we have to have a Shtil Shemoneh Esrei in order that he should arrange his tefillah and it'll be fluent when he davens. Rav Moshe, based on this Gemara, even though it's Rav Gamliel, we don't pass like Rav Gamliel, was asked a Shaila, when you daven yourself Ashkenaz and you're a Shliach Tzibur in a Svar Shul, even though if you're davening privately, you daven Ashkenaz, but you're a Shliach Tzibur in a Svar Shul, what should your Shtil Shemin Esser should be? How should you daven silently? Rav Moshe said, you should daven Svar. Why? Because it's a din of Lesadar Tfilosai. Since you're not Rogel and davening Svar, you should practice in the Shtil Shemin Esrei Svar, so when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, you'll be a Zuck and a Rogel, and you won't stumble. When I was an Oval, davening for the Yomit in a shul that davened Svar, it was very helpful, at least in the beginning, that my Sound Shemin Esrei was Svar, so when I was Oval with Chazaras HaShatz, I didn't go into automatic control, you know, and then go off on my Ashkenaz. It was helpful. That's what it's brought down to Rav Moshe. There's a beautiful biography of the Chofetz Chaim. It's 6 volumes. And the first volume is a very beautiful volume in particular because they quote the Talmidim who actually saw the Chofetz Chaim. He quotes over there that there was a novel in Radin, and he went to the Chofetz Chaim and says, Rebbe, I daven Sfard. Yeshiva davens Ashkenaz. What should I daven by my Shtil Shemin Esrei when I'm davening for the Yomit? Chofetz Chaim told him Sfard. Not like Rav Moshe. He told him Sfard. I mean, it's reliable. It's a Talmud quoting. And then the person who put out the Sefer said, I have a Raya. He says, Tainus during the morning, the only one who says Aneinu is the Shliach Tzibur. What happened with Salat Tfilosi? The Teretz is, we don't hold the Salat Tfilosi. We're not concerned with it. So let it be the same thing by Svar and Ashkenaz. Whether the Raya is a good Raya, you know, we could debate later, but this is the Gemara, Lasadu Tfilos, this Rav Moshe's Ara, and this is what a Talmud was quoted from the Chofetz Chaim, Zechariah Lebrach. Now, that's the sheet of Rav Gamliel. Comes along the Chacham and says, sorry. The reason why we have a Shtil Shemin Esrei, because even though there's a din of Shemeh Kaina, but you can't be Yaitzah Shemin Esrei through a Shliach Tzibur. It's an exception to the rule. You have to daven yourself. Lama, why do you have to daven yourself? Man ishtana Shemin Esrei from all other amiras that you could be Yaitzah through the Shliach Tzibur. Kiddush, you could be Yaitzah through someone. Megillah, you Yaitzah through someone. Why not Shemin Esrei? Says the Ran B'Shem, the Yerushalmi, Shekol Echa Sarich Levakish Rachmim Liatzli. When it comes to davening, you have to beseech the Rebbeinu Shlom yourself. You can't use a shliach. So why do we have Chazaras HaShatz? Why do we have Chazaras HaShatz if that's true? The reason why we have Chazaras HaShatz is because L'Haitzi Shein HaBaki. An Ein HaBaki we're lenient with. You could be Maitzi an Ein HaBaki even though by right you have to daven yourself. But an Ein HaBaki has no alternative. Chazal were lenient that he could be Yaitza through a shliach tzibur. However, we who are Bekiyim, we can't be Yaitzeh through the Shliach Tzibur because we should be Mavakesh Rachmim Liatzma. There's an interesting Taisus here, just to mention this Svar over here, because I think it explains a difficult Taisus. Taisus says, if you davened and forgot Yal V'Yavai, then you could be Yaitzeh with the Shliach Tzibur. That's the Maisa. We're never Yaitzeh with the Shliach Tzibur, save if we're traveling in a car, and not everyone knows Shemin Esrei by heart, then you could be Yaitzeh L'Shliach Tzibur. We're Ein HaBekiyim. In Shul, we have Sidurim. We're never Ein HaBekiyim. But what happens if you davened on Rish Chodesh? You forgot Yal V'Yavai. Then you could be Yaitzeh with the Shliach Tzibur. Why? What happened? Because, you know, I saw a lashon of some G'day Lechren, we don't matrich him twice to daven. No. You know, okay, it's a tircha talking to daven. You know, it's called an avoida. Why is davening called avoida? Because it's not so easy. You have to get ready to daven, and it's no more poignant than sharing slichas that you have to really be prepared. But if it's kol echad tzarich levakish rachmim latzmai, fashteich, what taisis means that you could be yaitzah the second time with the shliach tzibur. But with this understanding, I want to explain it. When a person forgets Yal V'Yavai, I ask the Yoyalim HaShayla, are you Yaitzah Shemin Esrei? You just have to daven over to say Yal V'Yavai, or you're not Yaitzah Shemin Esrei? We find the Machlaikas Rishayim, I'll bring you a Raya. What happens if a person davens Mincha and Rish Chodesh, he forgets Yal V'Yavai? Does he daven 2 Ma'arivs? So you could say, sure, he forgot Yal V'Yavai, he didn't daven, he has to daven 2 Ma'arivs. Alternatively, a Taisus in Brachas, I think in Bezum and Bez with Chachmei Provancia, he says alternatively, you don't daven again. Because what are you going to daven with Tzoyer Rish Chodesh without Yal V'Yavai? I already said Yal, I already davened without Yal V'Yavai. So what's the point of repeating it? It's just repeating what I did already. How do we understand this machlokes? The Rishonim who say you have to daven over my Tzoyer Rish Chodesh, they say, what are you caring to daven without Yal V'Yavai? But without Yal V'Yavai, it's a puzzle of tefillah. You didn't daven. And at night, you could daven without Yal V'Yavai. It's a kosher tefillah. So of course you have to daven over. Because B'Shas, you daven with Rish Chodesh, you had to mention Yal V'Yavai. You're not mentioning Yal V'Yavai makes your tefillah a tefillah that's a tefillah psulah. Now when it comes to my Tzoyer Rish Chodesh, you have to daven again. The other Rishonim learn, a davening without Yav Yavai is a vade, a kosher davening. But you have to daven again in order to say Yav Yavai. Ooh, you have to daven again in order to say Yav Yavai. So, Maitzai, Reish Chodesh, what's the point of davening again? You're not going to say Yav Yavai anyway. I didn't daven. A vade, I davened already. I was Yais in the first Shemin Esrei. This is how you could understand that Machlaikas in Taisvis. So now we get back. Why the first time you didn't say Yal V'Yavai when you want to listen to the Shliach Tzibur, you can be Yaitza. We have a klal, Kol Echad Tzorech Levaki Shrachim L'Yatzmai. The Teretz is very good. If you say Taisus goes with the Shita, that you were Yaitza Davin and you were just missing Yal V'Yavai, I was Mavaki Shrachim already. The second time I'm going to Davin, I'm going to hear the Shliach Tzibur, I could be Yaitza. I Kol Echad Tzorech Levaki Shrachim L'Yatzmai. In my first davening, when I forgot Yal V'Yavai, why do I have to daven again? Because the askar of Yal V'Yavai is mechayev me to daven again. Then I could be yaitz with the shliach tzibur. Like all amiras, I could be yaitz with shemei kaina. The only time you can't be yaitz with the shliach tzibur is the first time you daven, because the first time you daven over there is bikush rachman. Bikush rachman requires to daven yourself. This first time I daven without Yal V'Yavai. I was Mavakish Rachmim. There's a chiyuv to daven again to mention Yal V'Yavai. That already I could do with the Shliach Tzibur. So we have a machlokes whether you could be yaitz with the Shliach Tzibur. Rav Gamliel holds you cannot. And the Rav Gamliel holds you cannot. And the Rav Gamliel holds you can. And the Chachamim hold you cannot be yaitz with the Shliach Tzibur. Why? Because the Shliach Tzibur could only be Maitzi Nei Nebaki, because Ol Echol Echol V'Yechot Tzorech Levakish Rachmim Liatzmai. This is the Gemara.
You're asking the Shemon Esrei, why can't you just increase the Samozan and say Yalav
Yavad? No, you need a Teich Tefillah. You have to say Yalav Yavad, Askara Teich Tefillah. You can't just make an Askara. You need a Teich Tefillah. Yes, better. Just say Yalav Yavad. Just say Yalav Yavad. Why not? You need a Teich Tefillah. Now let's go. So really, in essence, if I ask the Olam, why do we have Chazaras HaShatz today? The Olam will answer me. The reason why we have Chazaras HaShatz today, we pass on the Chachamim, is really L'Haytzi Shein Abaki. But why do we have Chazaras HaShatz today in Shul? Everyone has Sidurim. And the Rambam, in his tshuva, famous tshuva, he says, listen, it was instituted, it remains, even though it's not relevant in most Mekaymus today. But the Chazaras HaShatz today really doesn't have much meaning, one could argue, other than b'mekayma takonis chachamim, that really doesn't have relevancy. Chazal said, Davin have kavanah to be mitzi and ain't a baki. That's the reason why it's Chazaras HaShatz. Today not be relevant, but the takonah was instituted and it remains. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I went to Eretz Yisrael this year, my mother, Allah Shalom, and one time I went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I had to bother him a little bit, and I asked him a question. I said, today when someone davens for the Yomid, why do you daven for the Yomid? To be mighty and ain't a bucky. So what happens if a person doesn't have that intention? Number one, could he be Yaitzeh Chazaras HaShatz? Because if his reason for davening is to have kavanah to be mighty and ain't a bucky, if he doesn't have that kavanah, he is l'chura not doing what Chazal wanted us here to do. And Sveitens, what happens if you have Hakanena Baki in the community? How can he be Yaitse? The person doesn't have Kavana to be Maitse and Aina Baki. It's the answer of Chaim. What do you mean? The person of Dobbins doesn't have Kavana to be Maitse and Aina Baki? I said, not in America. He says, you mean he's not Maritz? I don't know. I think most people don't always appreciate that the reason why he's up there is to be Maitse and Aina Baki. I don't think everyone appreciates that. If you don't appreciate that, so when you're a Shliach Tzibur, if you have an Eid of Baki, could he be Yaitza? could he be Yaitzeh? You have to have Kavanah to be Yaitzeh. You didn't have Kavanah to be Yaitzeh. Zweitens, if you didn't have Kavanah to be Yaitzeh, maybe you're not Yaitzeh your whole role as a Shliach Tzibur. You're put there for a purpose. Your purpose is to go through the, let's call it, to go through the stages and the process of being Yaitzeh Nein Abaki, even though it's not relevant. But if you didn't do it correctly, maybe you're being deficient in your role as a Shliach Tzibur. So the Olam should know, when you're davening for the Omid, you're doing it for the main reason, as Pashtus the Gemara in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah says, to be Yaitzeh Nein Abaki. That's the reason why you do it. Now, there's a Rambam Shita, which is Mashma Fakaret. I want to go into all the other Shitas, because I want to focus on the Shita here. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch tells us it's very important on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to get a qualified Shliach Tzibur. Koilei Orev, he should have a nice voice. He should be a Yirah Shamayim. He should be a person who has fear of heaven. He should be a person who understands the problems of the community. And you select a Shliach Tzibur who has these qualities. Says he should be 30 also, he should be married, like the Kohen Gadol. It's brought down in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it says an additional halacha concerning the Shliach Tzibur. He says that every Jew is fit to be a Shliach Tzibur at the end of the day, but he should be Merutz L'Hakol. But if he davens with strength, we don't answer Amen. He has to be Moitzi every person with his davening. If he has someone he doesn't like and he doesn't want to be Moitzi him, the ones he likes are also not Yaitzi. It's Allah from Milvus Tefillah. So if you get a Shliach Tzibur over here, I say over the Maisa that happened by Ramaycha Salvation, there was a guy laning and he had a fight with a person before the Kriya. He goes over to the person after davening and says, didn't have Kavan to be Moitzi you. You know, those days, how did he get someone? By hitting him in the kishkas, by telling him he wouldn't be Yaitzeh Tefillah. That was a value to someone. They went on to Ramayisha Salvech, he says, I wasn't Yaitzeh Kriyas HaTorah, what do I do? He says, don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry about it? Because in Kriyas HaTorah, I said shot many times, that you see a cotton could lane. How could a cotton lane? Because no halacha, you need Shemei HaKain as if you lane. But rather, you heard the very Torah. I'm saying a shir, I kavana not to be Yaitzeh you. You're Yaitzeh anyway, you heard Torah. I get a kavana not to be Yaitzeh you. I don't want to be Yaitzeh Ruby today. He'll be Yaitzeh anyway. It won't help, right? You're hearing Torah. But by tefillah, when I daven, you have to have kavana to be Yaitzeh. If you have to have kavana to be Yaitzeh, you have to kavana to be Yaitzeh. If I don't want to be Yaitzeh, it's Yaitzeh you, you're not Yaitzeh. No one is Yaitzeh in the whole community. This is what the Ramah says. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says something, and I think the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Tefillah. That's in those days, when the Shliach Tzibur had a role to be Maitzi and Ein Abaki. So if you had Kavana not to be Maitzi, the Ein Abaki of Reuven, so Shimon, even though he wanted to be Maitzi, is not Yaitzi, because there has to be a Shliach Tzibur. He has to be a Shliach for everyone. He can't be a Shliach for some people. But today, where the role of the Shliach Tzibur is simply, let's call it a leftover takana, and really he's not might see anyone because everyone has their sidurim. And everyone davens themselves. So he's only Makayim and Takani. He doesn't have to be might see anyone. Or there's no one there who is Yaitzeh. So therefore this rule doesn't apply. This halacha doesn't apply. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So the Aruch HaShulchan, except in two davenings. Which two davenings does this rule apply? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why? Manish Tana, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Michal hatfilis shebichal hashana pasha. When you daven for the Amid during the year, you're davening yourself. You don't need me as a shliach tzibur. I'm there just to be mekayim the role lahaitzis shein abakim. But on Yom Kippur, first we'll talk about there's an avaida. There's no avaida in your shtil shemin esrei. There's no avaida in your shtil shemin esrei. How did you say the avaida? You say the avaida through the shliach tzibur. There's no Shemin Esrei that has a voida when you daven yourself. But you know where you have a voida? By the Shliach Tzibur. Then the Shliach Tzibur is Maitzi the Oilem B'Tfilosam. Where else do you have it? You have by Malchi Zechreides and Shreifers, by Chazar Sashatz, by Ashkenaz who blows during Chazar Sashatz. You need Tkiyas HaLabrachas. How do you have Tkiyas HaLabrachas? He's davening, and he's blowing, and he's hearing blowing. And you're sitting there just listening. You're not davening. Where do you have tchias on Malchis? Where do you have tchias on Zechariahs? Where do you have tchias on Shreifus? You don't. You know how you have him? Through the Shliach Tzibur. So it comes out, the Shliach Tzibur, even though his role is only a takana which is outdated by and large. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he is really vested with a very important role. He is your Shliach Tzibur. If you notice, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just thinking back to the davening. We have Hin in the Yodim Namas before Mutzaf, right? Malchius and before Avoda. Echilu Lokel. We don't say that in Shachris, right? Echilu Lokel, we only say in Mutzaf. What are you asking? You're asking that the Eibushah should, I think the Ritva says now, I remember in Rosh Hashanah, it's a tefillah for the Shliach Tzibur. All of a sudden, we're giving extra tefillahs for the Shliach Tzibur. Because when it comes to Mutzaf, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shliach Tzibur is a true Shliach Tzibur. He's being Meisa in Yom Eschai Vasa. I can't hear.
What's Makari Mechliv to hear the Avayim Yom Kippur?
There's davening. Why do you think the Shliach Tzibur himself should have to say it? Do you ever find that first of all, the Ritva says that's why he says Achilu Lakel before the Avoda, because on Yom Kippur, talking Yom Kippur, we say Achilu Lakel on Yom Kippur also. I'm almost certain. We say it on Yom Kippur also.
He says it in Yom Kippur.
No, but he says it in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, he says before Malchus and before Yom Kippur, and also Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that he went down and he said Chazor Sas with Avodas Yom Kippur to be Mekayim and the Shalma Parim Svasenu. Only the Shliach Tzibur has a Chiyuv. Shliach Tzibur Kishmoy Kachu. He's a Shliach for Klal Yisrael. It's Tefillah. The Shalma Parim. It's a Bilushim Esrei. Nusach also says what? No, Nusach Svar. I have no problem with how to call Tkiyas the moment. Nusach Svar, because you're still. I'm trying to explain Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Svar. Vayischleis de'orach Hashulv and Davin Ashkenaz. He was in a Chassidish Shatam. He was a Rav in a Lubavitch Shatam. But Vayischleis de'Davin Ashkenaz. I'm trying to explain only Nusach Ashkenaz.
That's an extra Shemeshay because you already answered.
It doesn't matter if it's an extra minute. You have a right to daven again in order to have tkiyas al brachas. Look! I'm going to show you. It's not so far. According to the Rambam Shita, you always daven again. The Rambam says during Chazar Sasrash you have to stand and you have to listen to every word he's saying because you're davening a second time with the tzibur. But we don't go with that. We push and hold that the Chazar Sashatz the whole year is only a vestige, like it's Mashma Furish in the Gemara. It's only Timoitzi Shein Abachim. Zokhtar Chashulchan, there's two Shmonesris a year that the Shliach Tzibur has a true role. Not to be Makayim and outdated Takana, but to be Moitzi people with Tvilasim. Which Tvil is he Moitzi? Malchis, because I need Kiyas Alabrachis, and also Yom Kippur, because I need the Avayim.
But the
Vartan Kiyas
al
Brachas
has to be on my
Brachas,
or the
Kiyas
has to be on
Brachas? Yeah, Lachur, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. I'll tell you from the Brisk Rav in the moment, he understood that way also. He had arrived from the Rishayim. Kiyas on my Brachas. No, but it's Kiyas on my Brachas while we're davening together. I don't think anyone learned differently. And I'll mention the Brisk Rav and the Chazanish, they both understood that way also. It's Kiyas, I have to daven with him. So let's just go a step further. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you have an angry Shliach Tzibur, a whole year, if he doesn't want to be Moitzi his enemy, it doesn't matter. Because he's really not being Moitzi anyone. It's only to be Mekayim, a outdated Takana. But when it comes to Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Yom Kippur, he's a true Shliach Tzibur. He needs the Tzibur to be Mispalo, and we're Mispalo through him. If he doesn't be Moitzi one person, no one is Yaitzi. So therefore, the Balei Musaf have to know that they should have kavanah to be mitzi everyone. If they don't have kavanah to be mitzi one person, no one is yaitzi. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now, there is a minig to stand by Chazar Sashatz as brought down in the Ramah. And the minig, you know, possibly you have to go through the sources, but definitely the Rambam subscribes to that minig, because the Rambam says during Chazar Sashatz, hakol shaymim, hakol oimdim, everyone stands and everyone listens. Says the Achrayim, you know why? Because Shema Kaina. I'm davening during Chazar Sashat, so how could I not stand? I'm davening through the Shliach Tzibur. You need a second tefillah through the Shliach Tzibur. We don't hold that way, lahalacha pashtis, because it's really fakert in the Gemara. The Gemara says, why do we have Chazar Sashat? Let the Gemara say I have Chazar Sashat, because I have to daven a second time with the Tzibur. No. Pashtis the Gemara is mashma, that the reason why we have Chazar Sashat is to be Moitzi Neinu Baki. But when it comes to the two tefillahs during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shliach Tzibur takes on a very important role. He is mispalo for the Tzibur, and the Tzibur listens to him. It's as if they're mispaloing together. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you don't mitzi one, you're not yaitzi the other. In Cain,
You have to stand. You have to stand. Just like the Rambam says, you have to stand the whole year. And if you don't stand the whole year, how could you be yaitzeh with the shliach tzibur and have a tefillah b'tzibur with the shliach tzibur? We deny that. We hold there's no such thing. That during the year, it's only to be mitzvah and ain't a bucket. But at least on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have to stand. Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're a mispala with the shliach tzibur. You're mispala with the shliach tzibur. Just like the Ramah says, according to the Rambam, you have to stand because you have Shemei Kaina. So at least by the Avoida and by Malchi Zichronish, you have to understand. So according to this, I think it's understand very well why we call Tfilas the Mumin. The Balamor asked, why do you call Tfilas the Mumin? We sit by Chazar Sashatz. The answer is, Avada, we sit by Chazar Sashatz. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have to stand by Chazar Sashatz. Because that Chazar Sashatz is a whole different Chazar Sashatz. That's a Chazar Sashatz that were Mispal and the Tzibur, the only two davenings during the year that the Shliach Tzibur really has a very vital mission. Yeah?
So you have to be careful to finish your Tzibur Balachas before the Shliach Tzibur starts?
Well, so let me tell you the Brisker Rav, which is you do in the halls of Bris. He had a tremendous cover of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav held, and he, you know, when they say the Brisker Rav held, I mean, he held. I mean, you know, he was machmer like all sheathism. It doesn't mean he didn't understand the cholkim. But the Brisker Rav held that you have to hear every word of Chazar Sashatz to be Yitzit Tekiyah Salah Brachis. He says, you have to daven. And if you miss one word, you're not Yitzit, you're Shemineser. Of course, one word that is ma'akiv and tefillah. If you're davening yourself, you miss a word, you Yitzit. So, obviously, if you miss a word when you're listening to the Shliach Tzibur. But he held, if the understanding is that you need Tekiyah Salah Brachis, which means to say, I have to daven with the Shliach Tzibur, Shemeh Ka'ina, so therefore they were machbid that you have to hear every single word. And they didn't start Chazar Sashatz until everyone finished. And I would say, woe to the person who had a very long Shemeh Esrei, because you made the Brisker Rav wait for you, which I don't think was a very pleasant or righteous experience on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But Al Kapanim, that's what they held. When the Kahanim went out and the Levium went out and the Brisker Rav was a Levi, even though he always didn't go out, I heard to wash the hands. You know, you have to look in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. But Shemati, he didn't always go out to wash the hands of the Kahanim. But when they went out, he waited. He said that you can't have, you have to listen to every word. How's it possible to go out? So in Hochinami David, yeah, you have to finish the Nesri according to the Brisker Rav and listen to every word. Not only Malchi and Sekhranis and Shifras. You have to listen to Melikenu, Melikavi, Seinu, because Malchi and Sekhranis and Shifras has to be your davening in the context of a Shemin Esrei. They can't be isolated. It has to be a Shemin Esrei. This is what the Brisker Rav holds. What? However, for full disclosure, the Chazon Ish in the Sefer is Chaylik on the Brisker Rav. How is he Chaylik? In what way is he chaylik? He understood like the Brisker Rav, about the Yechti B'yayit Shemin Esrei. But he says a very lamed shavart. Listen to this lamed shavart. There's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey in Rosh Hashanah that says, a person is in the field. He doesn't know Shemin Esrei by heart. He's busy with his parnasa. How is he supposed to be Yaitza Shemin Esrei? He's Yaitza with the Shliach Tzibur and Shul. He didn't hear him. He didn't see him. He's working. He's an oinus, he can't come to shul, he can't daven himself, he's yaitz. And there's a lot to talk about that halacha, which seems not to find its way in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a mefurish gemara. So therefore, if you're busy in your office, you can't daven yourself, you have no sitter, it's very yitach, and you'll be yaitz with the kailos mincha, which we daven over here at 2:15. However, if you could come to shul, or alternatively, you know Shemin Esrei, you can't be Yaitzah. So the Chazon Ish declares a shayla. What's pshat when you're an oinus, you could be Yaitzah? Does it mean when you're an oinus, you could be Yaitzah the davening, because then it's considered like you're daven? But if you're not an oinus, it's not considered like you daven? Or no? Avada, there shouldn't be a difference. Whether you're an oinus or you're not an oinus, you davened at some level. You davened at some level. It's just Chazal said, that level of davening is only sufficient for a oinus. A person who's not an oinus, he davened. But he can't be yaitzah with that davening. We expect a better davening from him. So the Chazon Ish is a very interesting lomdash of Chazon Ish. So it says the Chazon Ish, to have tekiyas ala brachis, you don't need the highest form of davening. That's when you daven personally yourself. Kol echad tzarich levakesh racham liatzli. But when you're coming to yaitzah tekiyas ala brachis, you could be yaitzah with the Torah's amshim asod. because it's considered yadavin, just you can't be yaitzi your main field with that davening, but it's considered yadavin, and therefore that's kiyas al brach. It's a very beautiful piece of the Chazanish. A person, let's say, has to go out in the middle of Malchus, you know, comes back 10 minutes later. What should he do? Go to another shul, according to the Brisker Rav. I have no doubt he would have done that. Gone to another shul and heard Shimon Esrei in order to have kiyas al brach, even though they both say a very big chiddush. There's no chiv here to kiyas al brachas. When you're in shul, there's a chiv, but when there's no chiv to go see kiyas al brachas, that's a different chiddush. Yeah.
So you have together about
Isaac Mitzvah during a tefillah b'lachas of Kriya 9. That's totally never halachas. No, he has. He has a shiloh always when you start to daven. Shimon Esrei, you have a right to daven along Shimon Esrei, you'll miss Kedusha. Do you say Isaac Mitzvah or not? Because since you do l'chatchila, you're going to daven longer. It'll be taught Pashin and Betchan l'chur. Al Kaponim, this is the Yesaid Hadov. So therefore, it comes out the Chazar Sashatz is very meaningful by Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and the Chazar Sashatz is very meaningful by Yom Kippur, because over there the Shliach Tzibur is a true Shliach Tzibur with the true sense of the word, because he's davening beyond that Tzibur. And the Chiddush, I want to say that you have to stand by that. You don't have to accept the Chiddush. I'm not surely the Balamar didn't hold that way, because the Raya Balamar sat by Chazar Sashatz, and that was his whole kasha. But Duchsuf, to explain the other Yishayim, I want to suggest that not for me. Okay, everyone should have a ksiba v'chasim v'toyva, a gutta geben shiur. I just want to remind the Olam that this Tuesday night, Rabbi Feinstein will be here to say some divrei Osiris for the men and women. Now we have the pleasure and the privilege